guys who weren't out there today, just all maintenance? Or?
Pretty much maintenance, just whether guys are banged up and trying to keep people off the ice and trying to manage our four games in six nights.
Slater and Peluso, the only guys that won't travel, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
How close is Stewart? Any closer than?
He's coming around here. We're just kind of monitoring this thing day to day, so we're trying to see how he's doing here. He's banged up. We just have to monitor day to day. We talked to the doc yesterday and stuff, so we've seen how he's doing today. I don't know how he's doing today. I know he's out practicing, but tomorrow we'll see how he's doing. He wants to play. Not because he doesn't want to play. Well, he wants to play, but we have to make sure that we do the right thing for him. We'd like to keep him in, have him in, and stay in.
Did you get busier this week with the trade deadline you're involved in, or is that
more? No. No, I just go about my work. I have my team, like my team, and just deal with what we have and don't get very involved with that. They get involved in that stuff. We got enough stuff to deal with.
Your top line has been playing pretty well. You've mentioned them a few times. Mm-hmm. You know, the points haven't, the goals haven't been there.
Right.
Are you concerned that there haven't been enough goals like your first three guys?
No, you know, as long as they work, you'd like to get more from everybody. You've got to find ways to win. You know, I'm always concerned if they're not on the board, how else are we getting on the board? Puts pressure on your power play, which you have to be a lot better at. You've been facing that dilemma all year, you know. But I am always looking for who else and how else are we getting stuff done. You know, that's the big concern for me, finding ways to get this stuff done, where we're getting our goals from. And if we're not, then we have to defend better. That's just how we have to get it done. There's always a way. We got to find the way. I don't believe so, but I think some people maybe. But I don't believe so much, you know. You know, I don't think it's a big subject for us like other teams. I'm on other teams, you know, the media drives a lot of it, and on our team, there's not much of it. You know, so I don't know that it does. It's a little unsettling, you know, but I don't think on our team, I think it's pretty minimal.
Yesterday you described Bufflin's play as up and down, and today he said it's a roller coaster of late. Is there a reason why that is? Or is it just a cycle?
Well, players never go into any stretch of time trying to, you know, be inconsistent. So, you know, it's like they'd like to be consistent. They'd love to be able to present their A game. It just doesn't work that way. Certain things happen during games. It's hard to put your finger on. That's your biggest challenge for any pro players. Try to be steady and consistent. And you fight that demon every day, you know. So, or every game. You're always battling that. And then trying to figure out what brings your A game. I can't tell you it's just because of this or that, you know. He understands the implications of a good game versus not, you know. So he's doing his best, and we're hoping he puts his best foot forward in these next 12 games. Does that answer your question?
I think so, yeah.
You know,
I guess maybe my question is, has defensive zone coverage been as strong as it could be lately? It seems like.
Well, it's been like his game,
yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah.
That's where we'd like him to be more consistent. You know, logs a lot of minutes, so.
He hasn't had as many rushes this year, has he? Has you guys kind of?
We haven't pulled back too much on him, but we wanted him to play more in control. I think he's done those things, you know. So I think he's done a good job in those things. We'd just like it to be a little bit more. There's some little details we'd like to see a little bit different, and we're working with those, but. Anytime you're trying to get change in a player, it doesn't usually happen overnight. Usually it takes some time, some longer than others, and sometimes you got to find different ways of selling it to the player, or where he either understands it, believes it, or you can convince him of it. Sometimes you got a lot of work to do, you know. So, and the most times when you're trying to expedite change, some of that starts to happen in practices. So, you know, we've been down that road, so.
How important is he down this stretch? I know it's a team game.
No, sure. He's very important because when he goes, we go pretty good behind him. So he's very important for us.
Good success against the Rangers. What are you expecting from them tomorrow?
Well, they're going to be an ordinary team. I don't think there's a lot of ha-ha in their world down there. You know, and there's going to be some stress there, and it's, you know, the magnitude of the game again. I mean, you look at the standings, which we look at, and then you look at the opponents and seeing where you're at. I mean, but that's, it's not like we didn't know that. We're coming into April. We're in a good situation. We're first in our division. We'd like to stay there. We're going to move past that game last night, which is difficult. But, you know, the sun came up today, and we're, you know, and then we got this road trip here that we've got some, well, I wouldn't say big games. They're all big games. So you got to grab points now, you know. So, but this is all good stuff. This is all good experience stuff. This is the stuff that helps you grow, you know. You want to be on the right side of the results, but this is the intensity you're looking for. Like a game last night, the preparation for a game like that, you'd have to think that this would be playoff-type material. This is what you do. You get in the game, and you don't know what's going to happen. That's why it's sports, and that's what's interesting. You don't know how it's going to go. There's going to be ebb and flow. There's going to be momentum. There's going to be a lot of different things that are going to come into the game. There's going to be some frustration come in there. There's going to be some potholes in places, and there was. And then it's really how you deal with them. Can you deal with this stuff? That's how it goes.
You know, playoff atmosphere, just the learning of it. I think your team's done a very good job this year. Just not getting too high and too low. Is that part and parcel of them learning that, or is that part and parcel just there's a game the next day all the time?
Well, I think it's because you're always on the move. There's something else happening. You don't have time to, you know, to digest too much. Losses or even wins, there's another opponent coming. So it's boom, it's on to the next one. I think the schedule has a lot to do with that. But sometimes that also is the maturing of your team, you know. Like, you know, last year we're battling and going kind of to the end and disappointed that we didn't achieve. So, you know, we're coming into the same area now, and now we're hoping we're a little bit stronger, you know. Like the one thing that, you know, I think that's really been good for us is our goaltender's really given us a chance to win games. Like he's been superb for us. And we talked about that this type of season. He's doing his part. He's helping us get an opportunity.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good